James Copeland, turns out, is the program director of KSDB, Kansas State's radio station in Manhattan, Kansas. And I am very happy that James is with us tonight, along with his cohort, Zach St. Clair. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Hello, hello.
Thank you, Walter. It's a privilege to be on.
A couple months ago, I said, you guys aren't doing enough in the summer. Why don't you make a serial, serialized drama? I was appalled and disgusted that public radio made something called The Serial 3 years ago, and everybody was very excited. I'm like, we're commercial radio. We invented serialized drama on the radio. We're very good at this. And I've been looking for some way to do better. I said to James Copeland and his buddies, why don't you make a serialized drama for the summer? And they said, sure. And I said, do whatever you want. Just be sure that you scare me. And that's what they've done. It's called Asbestos Falls. Asbestos Falls. And each week we've ran an episode. Tonight we're going to run the final episode of Asbestos Falls. And what I don't understand is, why do you still send it in on cassette?
Well, Walter, I'm pretty old school. So as anyone who's worked with me can attest, I like all the old technology, so if I'm given an opportunity to work on a Gates board from the 60s or trying to get an IP codec working, I'm always going to choose the Gates board. So I'm very old school. I like resurrecting old technology. The other day, I just got a cart tape on the air. I got a cart deck to where we now play cart tapes on KSDB. And I don't know of any other radio station that's even doing that anymore, so I like the old school.
And it's not even, there's the people that are like, oh, I'm an old soul, like, I've listened to big bands before. James Copeland's house is mostly made of typewriters. They're just scattered around. It's a interesting kind of hobby.
Well, Zach and James at KSDB in Manhattan, Kansas, based on what you've just described, do girls talk to you at all?
We certainly hope not.
We had to struggle to find them for this episode. There are a few females in the actual production itself, but
some frantic late phone calls hey, can you lend your voice for a podcast?
We realized over the summer that there were no women in town at the station. There are a few that work here, but there was no one in town. So it's a real conundrum. But we do our best.
But we scrounged up some folks.
And have they admitted knowing you?
I think that's the next stage. Hopefully, this whole serial thing can help us bridge that gap.
That's right.
Fingers crossed, we'll get there.
James Copeland and Zach St. Clair, did either of you go to the prom?
I went to one. I did go to one, but now these days I do spend my time in a small booth, you know, with 1970s shag carpeting. And acoustic walls. That's the place I spend my time now. Of course,
I'll say I went to a solid four proms for 4 years of high school. So
Well, radio, as I like to say, is an industry of C students with no prom stories. What I'd like to know is Asbestos Falls. We always have new affiliates like KUFO in Portland, Oregon, and KKSF in San Francisco. Sum up the story plot line, if it can be dignified with the phrase plot line, about Asbestos Falls. And then I'm going to ask you, is it based on any reality? So first, summarize the serial Asbestos Falls. And remember, coming up, we're going to play the final episode tonight. Sum up what's happened in Asbestos Falls.
Yeah, absolutely. So I've always been interested in radio and it being involved in the community. So I thought, well, here's a radio station that's based in this Victorian house, and these DJs, everyone who works at the station, lives in the same house that they work at. And because we basically live here, so that's kind of, you know, how part of it came to be. So here in Asbestos Falls, there's all sorts of weird things that happen, and it's all normal. So you have a potato queen who walks around the city, and that's absolutely just normal. And so we're reporters, and we report on what is going on in the town of Asbestos Falls and just present it, you know, like it's normal everyday life. And so we just talk about everything that's going on, but then everything gets turned upside down when something called MDAS moves in. It's a government research laboratory. They move in, and the town kind of turns upside down more than normal.
Yeah, it turns the spooky a little bit spookier.
That's right. So we get some local geriatrics involved called the Crafty Seniors, an eco-terrorism arson group who also sell baked goods and crafts and that sort of thing.
The usual.
And so we get them involved and try to take down MDAS, and that's kind of where we're at here with this episode.
How much of Asbestos Falls is based on the reality of Manhattan, Kansas? And I realize you're risking your life when you answer that question.
At risk of our mortal selves, I'd say a decent amount. The intention with it from the beginning was definitely kind of a highlighting of the absurdity of small towns. I know I've grown up in different small towns. Most of my life was spent, the biggest town is about 6,000 population, and James is probably pretty similar. And so we always just been around all these things, and they're so absurd. We have like troubles with the newspaper in town, or we have troubles with whatever random people come to city hall meetings and just rant for things for a while. And we're like, how can we take this, flip it on its head, and make it into something exciting? And that's a lot of what it's all based on.
And the other part of it is the idea of MDAS, which is actually real. It's called NBAF. It's the National Bio and Agro Defense Facility. They're moving it to Manhattan, Kansas. It's currently in Plum Island in New York. And they're moving this facility that deals, they have all sorts of different pathogens or, you know, diseases that are normally in animals, some of the which can transfer over to humans. And it's going to be literally in our backyard here. So, you know, as that all happens, we kind of examine it through the lens of Asbestos Falls and see, you know, kind of fun conspiracy theories like, for instance, the dam here, Tuttle Creek Dam. It is supposedly built on a fault line, and a few years ago, what they did is they put new structure in it so that it wouldn't collapse, and they put in these dam failure sirens and all this jazz. And our theory, at least, is that that's been passed around town is that if something happens at MBAF, then they can blow this whole dam up and flood the town and flood all of Manhattan, and then they will flush the pathogens or diseases or whatever away. They'll have the Fort Riley soldiers come out. They'll block the roads and everything. And so that's kind of the conspiracy theory that we have. And even the Crafty Seniors, they actually do sell crafts in the mall.
Yeah, it's a nice little conspiracy spark, which kind of led Asbestos Falls into being.
James Copeland, Zach St. Clair, our executives, talent, producers, writers at KSDB in Manhattan, Kansas, which is part of Kansas State University. And they have been spouting terrifying things just now, just terrifying things. What was the name of that company that's moving from Plum Island to Manhattan, Kansas? What's the description you used again?
It's actually the National Bio and Agro Defense
Facility.
There
you go, the National Bio and Agro Defense. Can you imagine that business card? That business card alone is terrifying. One final question for James Copeland, please, and for Zach St. Clair, which is this. Would you be willing to accept another challenge, the way you embrace the challenge of creating Asbestos Falls?
Ooh, of course. We're accepting live on air.
Yes, you're accepting live on air, and you could win a prize announcement. Here's my question. Ooh. Yes, here's my question. Personally, I think that spoken word radio ran out of steam 10 years ago and needs to be completely revitalized. Production needs to be changed. The structure needs to be changed. Would you be willing to accept this challenge? Because I am dumb enough to just go ahead and put it on the air.
Let's do it.
All right.
Yeah,
Coming up in just seconds from James Copeland and Zach St. Clair at KSDB in Manhattan, Kansas, the final episode of our summer serial, Asbestos Falls, Sterling on Sunday.